Blog Talk Radio.
Luke 16:13 says, "No servant can serve two masters, No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, praise God. And I hope we understand there's much in there when we say mammon, praise God. God and anything that will get in front of God, in the place of God. You cannot serve God and anything else. And finally, James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Speaking once again from the topic of thought this morning, keeping the main thing, praise God, that is to keep our focus in the right place. We are exhorted in the word today that no man indeed can serve two masters. Hebrews reminds us that Jesus was faithful, and we have to consider him, the apostle and the high priest of our profession, who is Christ Jesus, who is Emmanuel, who is God made manifest in flesh. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. So we know that Christ Jesus was from God, and indeed he was, as the Bible says, he was God made manifest in flesh. But Jesus taught us something very important, that we must stay faithful, as it says in Hebrews 3:2. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as also Moses was faithful. But then it goes on to say that the one who builded the house indeed is more honorable than the house itself. For every house has to be built by someone, but God is the one who builds. Praise God. This verse would have been especially meaningful, of course, to the Jewish believers. For Jews, the highest human authority was the high priest. It was the high priest. For Christians today, the highest human authority are God's messengers, the messengers of God, the apostles. Jesus, God's messenger and high priest, is indeed the ultimate authority in the church. Make no mistake about it, Jesus is the head of the church, praise God. He is the apostle. He is the head figure in the church. He's the one that declared, I will build it, my church, upon a rock, and not even the very gates of hell shall be able to prevail against it. So the Lord indeed is the head of the church and not in the hands of man. And so we must indeed understand the importance of the fact that God indeed is the one who heads up. He is the cornerstone of the church. Praise God. The author uses different pictures to explain Jesus' authority to believers. He says, first of all, he is the messenger of God to whom we should pay attention or listen to. Number two, he's our high priest through whom we come to God the Father through. And there's no other way, the Bible says, in which we can come to the Father except by way of the Son, Jesus, the high priest. Praise God. He is the way. He is the messenger. He is indeed the way into the Father. He is the ruler of God's house. He is the ruler of the house of God, in charge of the entire household, whom we should indeed obey. Why? Because he has the responsibility of being in charge of the entire household of God. No man, the Bible says, once again, can come to the Father lest they come by way of the Son. And so it's the only way unto the Father that we must come by way of Christ Jesus. The Bible is filled, of course, with different names for and pictures of Christ Jesus, and each one reveals something more about his nature and ministry, about the nature, the character of God, and also about the ministry. There are many, many, many metaphors. There are many symbolic symbols that God in Scripture is given concerning Christ Jesus and who he is and what he is to us and what he is in the kingdom, praise God. The Father sent the Son in order that he may be able to connect us back unto the Father. Praise the Lord. What do these images teach you about your relationship with Christ? What do they teach us about the relationship? Well, it's important that we understand that each thing is to draw us closer unto him. It is to reveal to us, first of all, who he is. And then, having known who he is, we now have a responsibility to learn about him. And the scriptures give us detailed information about who God is, what his responsibility is to us, and more importantly, our responsibility back unto him. And we have, and indeed, we have a tremendous responsibility to keep those things that God has committed unto us as ambassadors in the kingdom. And we are to be left. And we hear this oftentimes, but we must understand what it means. To stay on the main page means to understand who we are and what we've been called to do. He called us the author and the finisher of our faith, and whom now the Apostle Paul declares him to be the high priest of our profession, and he is the apostle and the high priest. So he has the complete autonomy or authority. We ought to pay attention and know who he is and what he's called us to do. He called us to be the light of the world. He called us to be the salt of the earth. And he says, we are likened unto cities set upon the hill and cannot be hid. So it matters, saints of God, what we do and how we do what we do. And we must continue to be faithful unto those things unto the very end. Why? Because our apostle and the professor, high priest, and the profession of our faith, Christ Jesus, he calls us unto these things to faithfully, just as he has modeled before us faithfulness, to be faithful right unto the very end. Many, many believers, we tend to minimize our responsibility because we tend to take our eyes off of the main thing, the main authority, the main responsibility that God has given us in this world. And in Luke, he reminds us, Luke 16, that no man can serve two masters. That is, we cannot be serving God while at the same time serving things, stuff. Money being the chief thing that tends to get in the way of folk and cause us to get off track and get off focus of the responsibility of the task that God has given us. The task he's given us is to stay faithful to the things of God and the kingdom. That is, we've been called to evangelize the complete earth. That is, to take this word, the message of God, the ministry of Christ to all nations of men, teaching them, you know, the Great Commission of Matthew 28, 19, and 20. Take this word, praise God, the ministry of Christ unto all nations of men, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever he has told us. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then know that he is with us always, even unto the very end. That's how we get the job done, because God is with us to enable us to complete the mission. But we must not, my brothers and sisters, become sidetracked in allowing money and material things. And it may not even be that for you. It may be a personality. It may be our connections in this world. We give more precedence to the connections of those that we're connected to because of their renown in this world, or perhaps they're important people and important personalities. But God has still given us a responsibility to keep our eyes on the prize, which is Christ in us, who is the hope of glory. So we cannot serve God while serving money or material things. We can't serve God while serving folk. We can't serve God while taking attention to persons of situations and circumstances in our lives. But we must keep our eyes on the mission, praise God. Money, it has the power to take God's place in our lives. It can become our masters if we're not careful. How can you tell if you are a slave to money? Well, number one, do you think and worry about it frequently? Number two, do you give up doing what you should do or would like to do in order to make more money? In other words, do you take the time not to keep your attention on the things you know that is necessary and important in the kingdom because you're trying to make more money? So, no, I've got to go and take care of this. I've got to do that. I don't have time to go to the church. I don't have time to attend these meetings. I ain't got time to evangelize and to pray. I don't have time to study. I ain't got time because I've got to make some money. Or do you spend a great deal of your time caring for your possessions? Is it hard for you to give money away? Are you in debt? Money is a hard master, and it is a deceptive one. Wealth promises power and control, but often it cannot deliver. We've never found anybody who has that. Matter of fact, there are many situations and circumstances in this world where we find those that have money still find themselves that they're not happy. Money does not guarantee success in this life. There are many that still have millions and perhaps billions of dollars have taken their own lives because they understand that success and happiness is not found in material wealth alone. Great fortunes can be made and lost overnight, and no amount of money can provide health, happiness, or eternal life. You better hear me well this morning. No amount of money. The Bible says, what is it? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? For if thou can, even if you have gained all of this world's good, everything this world has to offer, you've conquered it all. All the wealth that you can acquire, all the riches, all of the fame, all of the assets, that everything that you can have, the notoriety, and every accolade that can be placed upon you. You've got all of this world's good, but then turn around and lose one soul. What has it gained you at the end of the day? It has profited you nothing. How much better is it to let God be your master? His servants, they have peace of mind and security. And we can only find that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as believers of Christ in the kingdom, we walk, as it were, to the beat of a different drum. We cannot allow our attention to be placed on what the world places its attention on. Paul reminds us of this. He says, you're in the world, but you're not of it. We are the essence of those that have the ability to transform ourselves simply by the renewing of our mind, of thinking our way clear and thinking our way out and understanding that we cannot be weary in doing well in this world. Why? Because he says you shall reap in due season if you do not faint. We have to learn how to put our trust and dependence in God and not in anything else, because you've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We've got to have faith in God. There's an object to our faith. We don't have faith in faith, or faith in ourselves, or faith in folk, or faith in money or material things. Faith in situations, circumstances. Our faith is in God, that he has the power, the authority, the ability to make things happen. And faith doesn't look at what is. Faith looks at what shall be. So we've got to continue to trust in him. And his servants, they have peace. God says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, in order that you may not be afraid, because we have complete trust in God's ability to bring us out of any and all circumstances, situations, or calamities, both now and forever. Money cannot, if you find yourself in a physical situation, prayer, money cannot answer those things. If you find yourselves in a present crisis, money perhaps cannot bring us out of that situation. He goes on to say, whatever is good and perfect, it comes down from God above. Every good and every perfect gift, everything that's good for us, it comes down from the Father up above, in whom there's no variableness. There's no shakiness in God. Neither, the Bible says, is there a shadow of turning. God don't turn back on us. He who created all of heaven's lights. Unlike them, he never changes or casts shifting shadows. In his goodness, he chose to make us his own children by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his crowning accomplishment. Why? Because God loves us, and he wants us to have the best. But sometimes it's not according to our perspective, because God reminds us his thoughts are not like ours, nor his ways our ways. But God has the best scenario for each and every one of us, and we must continue to keep our attention on those things that must bring glory and honor back unto the Father. The message today, keeping the main thing the main thing. Why can we do that? Because the Bible says the apostle and author of our faith, Christ Jesus, who is the head of the church, he was in like manner tempted at all points, just as you and I. Yet he remained focused, and he still did not sin in all of these things. Though he was tempted, he didn't fall victim to the temptation. He reminds you and I, in the world, you're going to have tribulations. You're going to have to go through a little something every now and again. He says, but be of good cheer. Change your mindset about the things that will happen to you in this world. Why? Because he says, I have overcome the world. In other words, Jesus said, I went through it, I survived it, and overcame it. To God be the glory for all of the things that he continues to speak to us in this season. God bless you and keep you, is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio. I'm Glenda Phillips, your host of God's Anointed Ministries Radio, and we are now down to our commercial break.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church, fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580#. Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today.
And welcome back to Real Talk. Here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, I'm your host, Glenda Fields, and I am in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he's doing called Keeping the Main Thing the Main Thing. And Pastor Fields, in the studio today, we had a contact message in the chat from Bishop Jacobs. And he said to tell the man of God Thank you so much for reminding the body of Christ that Christ himself must always be the main thing in our life. And then he asked if it was, if you could possibly close the segment out in prayer by praying for the body of Christ in this season because of the upcoming new changes with the president that we will be getting on today. So we want to thank Bishop Jacobs for that, encouraging the man of God, and also wanting him to pray for the body of Christ regarding the election.
Amen, and praise God. And certainly we thank God to Bishop Jacobs for your kind words of encouragement, and we thank God for you, man of God, for sharing with us on today. And certainly we are in a time of transition where we're moving into new leadership at the end of today. And as the body of Christ, it becomes our responsibility, the Bible says, to pray, especially for those that have authority over us. Let us pray before we end the segment on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you in all things, God, because we know who is the author. We know who is the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us, Father, in that you counted us faithful, placing us into this ministry. We continue to pray, Father, for every believer today, God, and the entire country, the nation, Father, as we are in a place of transition, electing new leadership, God. And we understand, Father, what it means, Lord God, even in this time of transition. You told us to pray for those that have authority over us in order that we may lead peaceable lives. And so we have a responsibility, God, because we understand they're mere men and women, God, and they cannot go outside of the realm of the limitation of humanity. But because of the prayers, Father, of the righteous, we can indeed pray that you will just anoint, Father, the next leader, Lord God. We're praying that you anoint the hands of those, Father, as they cast ballots today, Father, in order that your will might be done. We pray, Father, whatever leader you've anointed for this season, God, the one that we need, God, Father, that in moving forward, perhaps for the next 4 or 8 years, God, we are counting on you, God, to guide the hearts and minds of your people as you lead us, God, into the next level, Father, concerning your purpose and will for our lives. We pray today, God, as votes are being cast throughout the nation on today, that your spirit, God, would just settle in each precinct, God, and across every state, God, across this nation. And, Father, continue to guide the people of God as we carry out your mandate for us, that we are in the world, but we're not of it, but we've been called to be the light thereof, and help us to stand, God, in the calling, the vocation, wherever thou hast called, and set us free, and may we continue to hear your voice, and your voice only, as we continue to stand, and we pray, God, that thine will may be done, thy kingdom will be established, here on earth, even as it is in heaven, and we pray that it be here on earth right now, and we declare and decree it right now, according to the power that worketh in us. And according to the holy name that we know, the name of Christ, Jesus, our Lord, Savior, and King, we do pray and we declare that it is so. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. And our show has not come to a close. You have the opportunity to let Pastor Phil know how you are enjoying listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And you can do so by going to his website, www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as www.gacc1.org. And let him know what upcoming show segments you would like him to do or subject matters you would be interested in hearing him do a teaching on. As well as in this time and this season, you can also avail yourself to assist in the man of God with any monetary donations or words of encouragement. And you can do that via his website, which are, once again, www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. You can also avail yourself as you are listening to the Real Talk segments by sponsoring the Man of God for upcoming television and radio segments. And this is Glenda Phillips, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
I want to introduce you to none other than my baby, daughter, ask everybody to stand as Tasha comes in. Tasha!